Windows or doors sticking? Cracks in your drywall or brickwork? These can be signs of a structural foundation problem. PermaSeal can help with that. Free inspections, transferable warranties, financing, and peace of mind. PermaSeal, 800-421-7325 or permaseal.net.
Stock futures are up this morning, and it was a lighter than expected consumer price index. Let's find out about your money right now. David Hochberg joins us, the Vice President of Lending for Team Hochberg at Homeside Financial. What do you make of the latest numbers, David?
Well, if they're accurate, that's a good sign that prices are coming down. The consumer price index dropped to 2.7, which means that prices are coming down. We know that gas, which is a huge driving factor and force in the United States economy, has dropped a ton in the past couple of months. You know, I think we're down to around $50-$55 a barrel. That's why we're seeing lower gas prices, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's great for everybody listening. It's cheaper to fill up your tank if you got a gas-powered car.
How is all this affecting real estate around here?
Well, nationally, Bob, I just want to bring up the dichotomy between the national real estate market, because our listeners are going to start hearing stories like this. 85,000 homes were taken off the market annually in September, I should say, this past September. 28% increase year over year, highest in a decade, right? And that was reported in the New York Post, I think, yesterday. So when you hear those numbers, Bob, you kind of like freak out, right? And then you start hearing numbers like Lennar Builders, who's America's second largest home builder, has cut prices 27% on new homes since the peak of the pandemic. Since mid-2022, the average price for Lennar was 511 G's for a house, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's $375,000. Now that's less all their incentives, like all their rate buy-downs and closing cost credits. And what's that a sign? That's a sign that Lennar's got all these houses that they can't sell, and you know, they're not giving up all that money in closing cost credits and buy downs, which is great for people buying homes. Don't get me wrong, if the housing market was on fire, right? But then you look locally, Bob. Sorry, I'm outside the county board meeting here, getting ready to give Tony Preckwinkle a piece of my mind. people are talking. So when you look locally here, Bob, we're pretty good. You know, the prospective home buyers in the Chicagoland area are highly motivated, according to Redfin. 88% of prospective home buyers plan to purchase in 2026, according to their latest research. I'm sorry, that's by REMAX. Affordability still remains the primary factor, such as holdbacks of buyers across all age groups. They're looking at the cost of insurance, Bob, that's up. They're looking at the cost of real estate taxes that I'm going in there to give them a piece of my mind about here in Cook County and the surrounding collar counties. That's where we're looking at right now. Single family homes, though, in Chicago and the city rose 6% year over year, which isn't bad. So when you start to hear in these national stories about how there's blood in the street for real estate, yeah, I mean, nationally it's down, but locally we're still strong.
What's the situation in Chicago's suburbs right now?
Chicago suburbs are still surging, right? More competition, faster appreciation. 2025 marked a surge across all the surrounding suburbs while the city seemed to cool. The hot suburban areas, Bob, North Shore, Wilmette, Glenview, my hometown, Northbrook, Western Burbs, Naperville, Downers, and the Western Burbs, Arlington Heights and Mount Prospect are still hot. So again, when you go, anybody buying a house right now, you're going out there. If you think you're going to buy a $400,000 home that's in good shape in a good school district near all the amenities you want for $320,000, you're going to be left, holding that offer in your hand because you're going to get rejected and somebody's going to buy it at closer to $400,000. So it's still a fluid market, as I like to call it.
Are suburban prices going up faster than the city? I imagine they are, right?
Yeah, we're starting to see city prices are going up 2-6%, depending upon the area and the source of the property, where the suburban prices are going up at least that, if not more. Again, there's still a downward shift from city center and outskirts of the city to the burbs. More area, better schools, less to park a car when you go out to eat. You know, you don't have to pay $13, $15, $20 to park a car when you go out to eat, like Rosebud's in Deerfield, which I know you like to frequent. I've seen you and your beautiful wife there numerous times. You know, you can park in the parking lot, enjoy a great meal, and not dump $15, $20 on valet parking.
What's your forecast for the new year?
I think with the Trump administration, they're going to do everything in their power. You're already starting to see them trying to lower rates. Fannie Freddie are buying mortgage backed securities. You're going to start seeing, you know, the Treasury is starting to buy back mortgages, which is going to create a market which really isn't out there right now. And those types of things drives interest rates down, which would be great for all of our listeners and the guy on the phone right now, so I could help more of our listeners secure lower rates and pay off some debt and put their families in a better financial situation and position to succeed in 2026.
David Hochberg, we look forward to hearing you on the radio here Saturday morning so you can tell us all about how you convinced the county to lower everybody's property taxes. That's very nice of you.
Yeah, I don't think that's a possibility, but you're going to see the video of me ripping them a new rear end probably tomorrow after Tony edits it up.
Have fun. Thank you, David.
All right, buddy. Take care.